The Cecil Hotel, Elisa Lam, and Unsolved Mysteries. Whispers from the Dark. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, I invite you to step with me into a true story that continues to send shivers down my spine, a tale woven with mystery, tragedy, and the lingering echoes of lost souls. Tonight, we journey to downtown Los Angeles, to a place synonymous with the macabre, a building whose very walls seem to hum with untold stories, the Cecil Hotel. For nearly a century, the Cecil has stood as a silent sentinel in the heart of Skid Row, a beacon for drifters, dreamers, and ultimately, the damned. Built in 1924, it was initially conceived as a luxurious destination for business travelers and tourists, a grand vision of opulence. But like so many grand ambitions in the fickle winds of fate, the Cecil's destiny took a darker turn. The Great Depression hit, and the hotel's fortunes plummeted. What was once intended as an opulent haven slowly devolved into a transient residence, a temporary stop for those teetering on the edge, and often those who fell right over it. The Cecil's history is a tapestry woven with threads of despair and violence. It's been the site of numerous suicides, so many guests choosing to leap from its upper floors, their final descent a brutal punctuation mark on lives consumed by hopelessness. The infamous Black Dahlia murder, the brutal slaying of aspiring actress Elizabeth Short in 1947, has tenuous but persistent links to the hotel, with some theories suggesting she may have stayed there shortly before her disappearance. Later, in the 1980s, Richard Ramirez, the notorious Night Stalker, reportedly resided at the Cecil during his reign of terror, discarding bloody clothing in the hotel's dumpsters. And then, there was Jack Unterweger, an Austrian serial killer who, in 1991, also called the Cecil home while murdering three prostitutes in the city. The hotel, it seemed, had become a magnet for the disturbed, the desperate, and the truly evil. But tonight, our focus narrows to a particular tragedy, one that captured international attention and ignited a firestorm of speculation. The disappearance and death of Elisa Lam in 2013. Elisa Lam was a 21-year-old student from British Columbia, Canada, embarking on a solo trip across the American West. She was, by all accounts, an adventurous and curious young woman, documenting her travels on social media. On January 26, 2013, she checked into the Cecil Hotel, planning to stay for a few nights before continuing her journey to Santa Cruz. Initially, everything seemed normal. She called her parents daily, updating them on her progress. But then, on January 31st, the calls stopped. Her family, growing increasingly concerned, contacted the Los Angeles Police Department. Elisa Lam was officially reported missing. The LAPD began their investigation, searching the hotel, but found no trace of her. The lack of any forced entry or signs of struggle only deepened the mystery. Her belongings were still in her room, hinting at an unexpected and abrupt departure. The search expanded beyond the Cecil, reaching out to the public for any information. Then, on February 19th, almost 3 weeks after she was last seen, a chilling discovery was made. Guests at the hotel had been complaining for days about low water pressure and a strange taste and odor to the water. A hotel maintenance worker was dispatched to the rooftop to investigate the water tanks. What he found there defies belief. Inside one of the four large cylindrical water tanks, he found Elisa Lam's body, naked, floating face up in the murky water. The discovery sent shockwaves through the LAPD and the world. How did she get there? The access to the roof was notoriously difficult, requiring a key card or an override code, and the heavy tank lid would have been incredibly difficult for one person to open and close from the inside. But before the grim discovery, there was a piece of evidence that would fuel the online sleuths and paranormal enthusiasts for years to come. The Elisa Lam elevator video. On February 15th, 4 days before her body was found, the LAPD released surveillance footage from inside one of the Cecil's elevators, hoping it would provide clues to Elisa's whereabouts. What they released, however, only deepened the enigma. The video, nearly 4 minutes long, shows Elisa Lam entering the elevator. What unfolds next is truly unsettling. She presses several floor buttons, but the doors remain open. She peeks her head out of the elevator, looking left and right, as if expecting someone or something. She then retreats back inside, seemingly hiding in the corner of the elevator, almost as if she's playing a game or avoiding someone. She then steps out again, gesticulating wildly with her hands, moving them in what some have described as a distressed or even manic fashion. Her movements are erratic, her behavior bizarre. At one point, she appears to be talking to someone, though no one else is visible. Finally, after nearly 4 minutes of this strange behavior, she walks away from the elevator, and the doors finally close. This video, widely circulated online, became an instant viral sensation. Theories exploded across the internet. Was she being pursued? Was she under the influence of drugs? Was she experiencing a psychotic break? Or was something far more sinister at play? The official coroner's report, released in June 2013, ruled Elisa Lam's death an accidental drowning, with bipolar disorder listed as a significant contributing factor. The report noted that she had not taken her prescribed medication. This explanation, while offering a medical perspective, did little to quell the public's thirst for answers. The circumstances remained too peculiar. How did a young woman, suffering from a mental health episode, manage to access a locked rooftop, climb a tall water tank, open its heavy lid, and then drown herself inside with no signs of struggle or foul play? The official narrative seemed to defy logic for many. Skeptics pointed to the inconsistencies. If she was in a manic state, wouldn't there be signs of a struggle to open the heavy lid? How did she get on the roof in the first place, if it was secured? And why, if she was experiencing a psychotic break, would she so deliberately conceal herself in a water tank? The paranormal theories, of course, flourished. Given the Cecil's dark history, some speculated about a spectral presence, a malevolent force at play. Others believed she was being hunted by a human predator, and her erratic behavior in the elevator was a desperate attempt to evade them. The idea of an elevator game circulated, a supposed supernatural ritual that could transport one to another dimension. The Cecil Hotel, with its grim past, and the enigmatic death of Elisa Lam, became a focal point for urban legends and true crime fascination. The case remains a chilling reminder of the fragility of life, the hidden struggles of mental illness, and the enduring power of unanswered questions. Even now, years later, the name Elisa Lam is inextricably linked with the Cecil. The hotel itself, after years of operating under various names and owners, was eventually rebranded as the Stay on Main, and then later, in 2021, reopened as affordable housing, a practical solution for a desperate need in Los Angeles. But I have to wonder, do the whispers still echo through its renovated halls? Do the spirits of its many unfortunate residents still linger, watching, waiting, their stories forever etched into the very fabric of the building? The case of Elisa Lam serves as a haunting testament to the inexplicable. A young woman, full of life and dreams, vanishes into thin air, only to be found in the most improbable of places. Whether it was a tragic accident, fueled by mental illness, a horrific act of foul play, or something far more ethereal, the mystery of Elisa Lam at the Cecil Hotel continues to captivate and disturb. It's a story that reminds us that sometimes the darkest whispers come not from the shadows, but from the chilling silence of unanswered questions. Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, remember, some stories are best left uninvestigated. Or perhaps they're the very ones that demand our attention the most. Good night, and sleep tight, if you can.